The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, yesterday, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, caused a bit of controversy when he asked people to continue to work from home where possible ahead of NPHET's meeting next week. Here's what he had to say.
So let's continue to wash our hands regularly. Let's ensure that we don't meet up with other people and socialise if we've got symptoms. Let's work from home where possible over this autumn and winter.
Well, the Taoiseach has reiterated that government policy on phased return to the office remains unchanged. So how will employees and employers react to this? We're joined by Robert McGillifarig, Director of Sigmar Recruitment, who has some interesting, findings, but the results of what you're seeing in your business paint a bit of a picture about whether people want to go back to the office or not.
Yeah, I think there's a debate whether we've gone through a one-way door or a two-way door with remote working, Richard. And what we've seen this year is that people are voting with their feet. So earlier this year, we saw more job placements in May than we have in the last 20 years. And typically you would expect that to dampen over the summer, but it didn't. It continued at pace over the course of the summer. And then in September, we saw the highest number peak again. And I think that's directly correlated with the reopening of our offices.
And is this a return to work? Is it a return to a different job? Because I noticed, for example, in the PUP, pandemic unemployment payment figures, in his budget speech, Pascal Donoghue made a comment that 144,000 of those people who've come off the PUP have moved into a different sector.
Yeah, I think we've got two parts of the workforce that we're seeing. So on one side, we have the high touch economy that requires lower skilled labour. And I think we have a bottleneck of supply. So we've traditionally depended on migration and international flow of talent, which has clearly been restricted over the last 18 months. So we've got one dynamic happening on that end of the market. And then in the high touch economy, we depend on in the low-touch economy, so for remote work, we depend on kind of higher-skilled folks. So that's a skills challenge, which is somewhat separate. But when I look at this in its entirety, the analogy I would use, Richard, would be that of relationships. And I think what we've gone through is, as employers, we've entered into this long-distance relationship with our employees. And I think that has opened up a new world of opportunity and experiences. And some of those opportunities are akin to online dating all of a sudden becoming a very real thing, in the same way that remote working has become a very real thing. And what's happened here in Ireland in September is that employers have now said that we'll trial living together once more. And when that happens, I think there's two real outcomes. People, they reunite or they separate, and we're seeing
employees
that play out.
Employees have had
right
their
now.
Heads turned by what they've seen in the long distance relationship. Is to use the analogy?
That is the analogy, but haven't they a new world of opportunity, literally a world of opportunity has opened up before them in terms of remote working, and we're seeing a level of churn that we've never seen in Ireland. And I think it's the single biggest challenge that the Irish economy faces today.
So again, that analogy is a bit of a plenty of fish in the sea type thing. And if you look at the labour shortages that we're seeing, and I know from talking to people in large organisations, they're talking about how hard it is to fill posts. And they're already seeing, particularly in certain types of jobs and certain levels in organisations, substantial pay increases. They're having to, you know, pay out a lot more money to get the person they want.
They are. I think we're seeing that play out right now. And I think when we look at the war for talent, if it were, I think the front upon it's being fought right now is an internal front. So it's more like a battle for retention. And I think that is coming at a cost to employers. And I think the more competition, the more demand there is in the marketplace, it's very clear that that's going to go in one direction.
But people have talked about the great resignation, this idea kind of on the back of what you're saying as well about their experience during the pandemic, and they want something different. And many of them seem to be quitting their jobs. And studies in the United States would show that a much higher percentage of women are quitting their jobs and staying at home, minding kids, doing things differently. Is there any sign or any evidence of that being the case here? Do you think, are we seeing the great resignation, and is it more women than men?
I think we're 6 months into this great resignation, and I think we're in for another at least 9 months to 12 months. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, Richard. And there's no question that women have taken the brunt of this. They've done a lot of the heavy lifting on the home front. They've managed a lot of the childcare. And the industries that were affected most over the course of the last 18 months, they have more women employed in them, in retail, in hospitality, in airlines, for example. So I think we've gone back maybe 10 years when it comes to gender balance and work. But I also think on a national level, we need to do much, much more. And we need to look at this as an opportunity. And how do we now look to re-engage women, older cohorts, people who historically were restricted due to location and due to proximity? We need to figure out a new way to re-engage people, whether it be through job sharing, whether it be through new ways to access employment, and use this as an opportunity to get back to where we
were.
And
remote working should open up those opportunities, shouldn't it?
It absolutely should. It absolutely should.
What are you hearing from chief executives about the labour shortages issue? How bad is it for them, and what are they going to do about it?
So we had a dinner with Boston College in the Mansion House last Thursday, Richard, and we had 150 of Ireland's top CEOs there. And this was the conversation of the evening. Like every table, the conversation was dominated by the question of retention and recruitment. And I think people need to think radically different about how they recruit, but also around like what skills do we need and how are people likely to experience work? Because that's what's shifted. And I think how people identify with work and their working selves has gone through radical change. And I think employers probably need to nearly reinvent and to re-engineer how we get cohorts to collaborate and how we get a hybrid workforce to be more productive.
Well, we'll have to see. Back 10 years in gender balance. Well, job offers in the first half of October are trending higher than any single month in 20 years of the history of your company. Robert McGillifarig, thank you very much, Director of Sigmar Recruitment. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.